Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let's get into it. You need the Word of God for your life. I'm always fascinated by the children of Israel and how God brought them out of Egypt. And funny enough, this is how I think I started last year, talking about being carried by the Holy Ghost. And all the signs and wonders he did in Egypt, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah!
They had been slaves, or they had been in Egypt for over 400 years. 400, that's four generations. So it's not just 20 years, 400 years. Go to Acts 7, verse 6. Acts 7, verse 6. We've started now. Please pay attention. I'll be really fast. We'll be really impactful. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Say, I've entered rest.
I've entered rest.
And I'm not coming out. All right. So look at it. He says, and God spake unto this, spake on this wise. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pay attention. And God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. So they suffered for 400 years. That was a prophecy. But they had been in Egypt before then. Do you understand? So they were there for over 400 years. For 400 years, if your race have been slaves, you get used to it. And they did. They got used to being slaves. Go to Exodus 5 verse 20. Now, God had sent Moses to deliver them from Egypt. And when he went to Pharaoh the first time, Pharaoh said, you guys are not busy. If you are busy, you will not come and tell me that you want to go and offer sacrifices. So the materials that we normally give you to work with, we are not going to give it to you. You go and source for your own materials and do work. That means that they'll do more work. Do you understand? And he said, while you source for your materials, you would have to produce the same quantity you were producing before you were sourcing for your materials. So things got really bad. Listen. God told Moses to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. Moses went the first time, and Pharaoh made things worse. And look at what the children of Israel said after Pharaoh explained to them why he made things worse. 5, verse 20. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. Verse 21. And they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made our servant to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of his servant to put a sword in their hand to slay us. Verse 22. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore art thou? So, you see, they were upset. They said, go to 21 again. They said, because of what Moses did, because you have made our servant to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh. They were angry with Moses that he had made Pharaoh dislike them. But Pharaoh never liked them. They were slaves. But you see, their mindset, they had been in that place for so long, they adjusted. Go to Exodus 14, verse 10. Exodus 14, verse 10. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is after they had left and Pharaoh came and they were in front of the Red Sea. Let's get it together. He says, just pay attention to me. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Okay, besides, while we're praying, there's someone here, you have headaches. And the headache affects your eyes and your ears. The power of God came upon you while we were worshiping, and it is gone forever in the name of Jesus. All right. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. And children of Israel cried unto the Lord, verse 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? So now they're complaining that Moses came to kill them because there were no graves in Egypt. Verse 12. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? Look at that. They're saying they told him, leave us, we like to be slaves. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. They had been slaves for so long. They thought, you know what? Leave us alone. We like being slaves. Anyway, God did not leave them alone. He sent Moses to them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and when he sent Moses, he told him how he was going to do it. How he was going to convince Pharaoh to let his people go. Remember, the Israelites had become the Egyptian workforce. They were important for their economy. It is not easy to let people like that go. It's like you have a company where you produce cement, and someone comes and says, let all your employees go. I mean, the company will crash. But then God tells Moses how he's going to do it. Go to Exodus 4. Exodus 4, verse 21. Now, usually I'll give my iPad to Miriam, but the word for the year is inside. So, no. Exodus 4, verse 21. Are you in this place? Please just listen. Oh, please just listen. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. Verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Now remember, this is the first, he has not met Pharaoh yet. All right? Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Verse 23. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. So this is the strategy. Death. But you realize that it takes 8 chapters before he finally does this. Because before that, you had frogs, hail, thunder, lice. Do you understand? Water turned into blood. Different things before he got here. Now, remember, go to verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. Now, let me just explain this, because I think this is important. You know, people who say God hardened his heart. Why? Why didn't he soften his heart? Is God wicked? There are people who say, you know, we're not supposed to know. God can do whatever he likes. Listen, firstly, you're supposed to know. That's why you have the word of God. Do you understand? The word of God has the mind of God, the principles of God, the thoughts of God. Are you in this place? So you're supposed to know. So don't be lazy about it. Now, firstly, if God is hardening Pharaoh, that means he's resisting him. And the Bible tells us those that God resists, the proud. So Pharaoh was a proud man. And you see that throughout. But that is not even the point. Why did he harden his heart? For a reason. Go to Exodus 1. Remember, Exodus 1 verse 22. Now, Pharaoh had said to the midwives to kill all the boys that were born in Egypt because they were growing stronger, they were multiplying. All right? And the midwives feared God, so they didn't do it. So Pharaoh told all his people. That means every Egyptian became an assassin. That if you see a Hebrew woman give birth to a son, kill him. And they did. Moses was just spared. That means this nation was a nation of murderers, assassins. Not just that, they enslaved people. Go to Acts 7 verse 7, where we started from. Acts 7 verse 7. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage, that's Egypt, will I judge, said God. And after that, shall they come forth and serve me in this place. Go to Exodus 7, verse 4. Or verse 3. Exodus 7, verse 3. Let's start from there. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. Verse 4. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon, he's telling you why you harden his heart, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great what? Judgment. That's why. They were being judged for their wickedness. They killed children, innocent children. They enslaved adults. That was a wicked nation. And so God, it was time for them to be judged. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's not like God was just doing what he wanted. No. Wicked king, wicked nation, your time had come. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. So they suffered for over 400 years. That was a phase of their lives that they were so used to. They couldn't imagine coming out. But according to prophecy, they had to come out. Are you in this place? They had to enter a new phase of life. That was the plan. And so God sent Moses. Go to Egypt. Exodus 12. Don't go to Egypt. Go to Exodus 12. Verse 1. So after 8 chapters, the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Now, this is remarkable. He's telling them he's marking the new phase in their life. He's trying to tell them, look, 400 years plus have passed. But this is a statue to show you that you're no longer slaves. That challenge and suffering is over. He says, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. That means it's a statue now. Anytime you get to this month, you realize something started anew here. Are you in this place? So, and by this time, Moses was ready to lead. When God sent him the first time, praise the Lord. When God sent him the first time, he wasn't very sure of himself, and he wasn't very sure of God. So God would tell him, tell Pharaoh that there will be frogs. And if he doesn't let my people go, the frogs will consume them. And he would tell Pharaoh, at times he would cry. Other times he would complain to God. Are you in this place? The early stages when he started. But later on, when you read the book of, and read the book of Exodus this morning, right? When you read the book of Exodus, you realize that his boldness began to increase. He stopped crying to God. When he left Pharaoh's palace, he would go and then he would do what he needs to do. He stopped crying to God. That's the first thing. The second one, he stopped complaining. The first time, after the children of Israel told him, why did you come to make our situation worse? He cried to God. He complained. He said, you sent me, and Pharaoh has not let them go. In fact, he had made the situation worse. But after that, his faith began to grow. He began to trust God more. So when Pharaoh did not let them go, after how many trials, he didn't complain anymore. He knew God had a plan. Praise the Lord. So the next time they were going to cross the Red Sea and Pharaoh was coming, or they were in front of the Red Sea and Pharaoh was coming with his army, he tells the children of Israel, stand and see what the Lord will do. Say, these Egyptians that you see today, you shall see them no more. You see, he had improved. He had changed. He was ready for leadership. Praise the Lord. All right. So, 2021 was a year of speed and fulfillment. But after something has been fulfilled, what do you think? That means 2022 is the year of new beginnings. Praise the Lord. New beginnings. New beginnings. Three pillars. New beginnings in your walk with God. That means that levels that you have not experienced before in your walk with God, you begin to experience. He said beginnings. That means different phases, different levels. Praise the Lord. New beginnings in your relationships. For some of you, you'll be starting new things in your relationships. This word is for you. For some of you, you have to start afresh in your relationships. This is the year. And then the third one, new beginnings in your finances. Meaning new projects, new jobs, new opportunities, new beginnings. That is this year. It is the year of new beginnings. Speak in other tongues and just talk to the Lord. Speak in other tongues. We came from speed and fulfillment. That means there's a phase of our life as a ministry, as an individual that have been fulfilled. That chapter is closed. We have been carried, yes, into a new phase. New beginnings. New beginnings. Ensure you're praying. Ensure you're praying. Ligo Pradosh Aramaka Ligradi Sakadosh Leko Prakasetu Gradi Saramanda Ligradeshta.
Leko Brado Saramak Hasegradi Saradosh.